could you tell a little about yourself?
Avery Kishmanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this beautiful Sunday, August 2nd, 2020. I'm Atefa Erfani, hosting this program today. Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are read through emails and letters. So contact us and tell us what you think about our programs. Or if you have any messages for our listeners around the world, then record your voice and send it to us and get your voice heard. Remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very useful and important to us, especially to our technicians and engineers. As you know, these reception reports enable us to provide a better service to our listeners throughout the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving a QSL card from us. However, these days, with the outbreak of coronavirus pandemic around the world, don't expect a QSL card from IRIB English Radio. As you may know, sending any material on behalf of our radio is temporarily halted due to the pandemic. And here, I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including Arantio from the Philippines, Muhammad Rayal from Malaysia, and Stefan Corona from Sweden. Aaron, Mohammed, and Stefan, we want you to know how much we value your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. And a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us letters and emails, which I mentioned some of their names, including Artur Fernandez, Lorella from Spain, KM Raju Club from India, Donato Riccardi from Italy. We have email from Igor Nogueira from Brazil and Nectarios Manousos from Greece. Dear listeners, stay with us until the end of the program. I'll be back with these kind messages just in seconds. This is Listeners Special, and I'm back with all these kind messages and emails from all around the world. First of all, we start today's emails and letters with an email from Artur Fernandez Lorella from Spain. Artur says, I hope you are all fine. I understand that the situation is difficult everywhere, and obviously I can't wait for your answer by post with a QSL card. You ask about the situation in my country. Here in Spain, the situation is slightly better now, but we have suffered really hard times with a lot of dead people. We had a lockdown for many weeks with almost everything closed except basic services. I work as a teacher, and we had to keep on teaching by using digital resources, but they weren't as effective as the normal classes, at least at the beginning. I have spent most of my time reading, listening to the radio, and watching films. Nothing else could be done until we were allowed to leave our homes. In that moment, the first thing I did was visiting my relatives, of course. Have a nice week full of happiness and health. Artur Fernandez Lorella from Spain. We are so thankful for your email. So we are so grateful for letting us know about the situation in your country regarding the coronavirus. And your hobbies including reading, listening to the radio, and watching films were really admiring. These were the hobbies you did during the quarantine time and during the lockdown time, and they were admiring, Arthur. You know, after the coronavirus is over, throughout the world, and the world is saved, and we will be back on track, and of course we will send you the QSL card you requested. Anyway, many thanks for writing to us. Stay healthy and stay safe, and keep in touch with us. We are waiting for more emails from you in the future. Okay, we have an email from KM Raju Club from India. Dear IRIB English Radio staff, I listen to IRIB English programs almost on a daily basis. All of the programs are useful, like weekly listeners special. All brothers and sisters working at English Radio, all listeners and everybody, thank you and God bless you. Would it be possible for you to send our club your frequencies? Thank you once again. KM Raju Club from India. I do express my deepest thanks to you and lots of gratitude for your support and commitment to IRIB English Radio. Regarding your request about frequencies, you can refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find the IRIB English Radio frequencies. Anyway, many thanks for writing to us. Keep in touch with us. I think after a short break, we have more emails and letters from you. So I'll be back in ticks. Well, I'm back with an email from Donato Riccardi from Italy. Donato Riccardi from Italy says, thank you for your email. Here in Italy, we are in phase 3. That means we can go out, but with the protective devices like masks, disinfectant gel, gloves, etc. It will be a pleasure for me that you read my email in your program, Listeners Special. We are grateful for your message, Donato Riccardi from Italy. As you mentioned, going out with protective devices like face masks, disinfectant gel, gloves, etc. is the best way to protect ourselves. You know, thank you very much for this message. Stay healthy and safe. We are looking forward for more emails from you, Donato Riccardi from Italy. And from Brazil, we have an email from Igor Nogueira. Igor says, hello, friends of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting. It is with great pleasure that I'm sending this message to report listening to the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting in English. My greatest joy is being able to hear stations from far away via shortwave, and this interest comes from childhood. When, out of curiosity, I moved the tuning dial of multiple radios that my father repaired. Recently, I discovered that this hobby had a name, and a number of people worldwide practice DXing. I find it interesting to learn about the culture of your country through the radio rather than the internet, and my interest does not end. I hope that you read my email. Igor Nogueira from Brazil, first of all, many thanks for writing to us. Igor, we are so happy that you've received the signal of IRIB English Radio, and we're happy that you have you as a listener. Igor, you can also refer to our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find the archive of our programs. In the future messages, Igor, let us know which programs you like the best. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future. And as the final message here in this program, we have an email from Nectarios Manousis from Greece. Nectarios says, I would like to report a reception of your medium wave broadcast. If my reception report of your program was correct, I hope that you will send me your QSL verification card or your eQSL, which do too. In case that you will need more program details for the verification, please let me know so I can get back to you in the future. You will find a few technical details of my reception in this email, which I hope it will be useful to your staff. It was really fun listening to your broadcasts. I learned things for sure. That's the magic of the radio. And I definitely would like to hear from you again in the future. Nectarios Manousis from Greece, thank you very much for your message. Regarding your request about sending QSL cards, as I mentioned in the beginning of the program, sending any material, including QSL cards, is temporarily halted because of the spread of coronavirus around the world. After this virus is eradicated around the world, we will be back on the track and send you materials in our radio, including stamps, postcards, QSL cards, and you can enjoy it. Anyway, keep in touch with us and tell us which programs you like the best. Thank you for writing to us. We're looking forward for more emails from you soon in the future. And as the time tells me here, we've reached to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Let's take a listen.
Yes, so my name is Chris Jensen. I'm living in Belgium. I'm Belgian. I'm working as a civil servant for the government here in Belgium, but I also travel a lot because traveling is my passion, and especially traveling to the Middle East. I've been visiting many countries in the Middle East, and last year I visited also Iran, which was a very, very nice experience. Yes, I'm listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, so Tehran Radio, and several mediums. I'm listening to it on shortwave, but also on the internet and on satellite. And I think that's the future, because a lot of people think that shortwave is an old technology, which is dying at the moment. But I don't believe this. I think if you want to reach the world, you have to use a media mix. So it's not if, but and. So I listen on different medium to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. So to my opinion, shortwave is still alive and it's not a dead medium. I think it has still a bright future in it. I especially like to listen to the news programs, the political commentaries, offering backgrounds to what's happening in Iran and the world. I also like the listeners program on Sunday morning. But I especially tune in to the news programs and the commentaries, because I learn a lot about it from it, about Iran. So that's my favorite program. Yes, I want to send my greetings to everyone, and I call upon them to, if they can, visit Iran yourself, because as I said before, there are many misconceptions about Iran here in the Western world, and my experience last year was a wonderful experience. I experienced Iran as a very friendly country with friendly people. It's a very modern country with good infrastructure, and everywhere where I came, people were open to me, people tried to help me. So I'm calling upon the listeners, please visit the country yourself. It's the best way to get an idea about Iran and to learn about the country.
Thank you.
And here we wrap up this week's edition of Listeners Special. Many thanks for tuning into this program today, and goodbye.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programmes. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.pastoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pastodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.